open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
How sweet it is to be talking about a victory. Yeah, first time in a while. But the Browns got one yesterday, as we all know, at Cleveland Browns Stadium, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. And after the game, Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, had this to say to his team.
Listen, I don't want to be too philosophical, all right? But the things in life that you enjoy the most are the things you fight the hardest for. We got out of our own way. We played hard from the first snap to the last. And we won a football game. And that feeling that you have, it's something that we all want every weekend. And so don't forget it, right? Don't forget it. And as we prepare for our next opponent, right, remember that and help make it drive you to let's get two in a row.
Yep.
All right? But I'm proud of your effort. I'm proud of how we got that thing done. Offense, special teams, defense at the end. Let's stop them a little further out, though. But I'll tell you what a hell of a way to end the game. And you guys earned it. We got a little healthier this week as a team. I hope you guys would agree with me on that. We went out and won a ball game, and we won it. And I think that's what we need to build on.
Let's stop them a little further away than that. I think a lot of people would concur with Pat Shurmur on that, but really wonderful to hear that immediate emotion after the game. The guy clearly had no voice left. How could he? How could a lot of people after a very emotionally draining day? And that's what that game was. It twisted and turned your emotions in so many ways. And I know a lot of longtime Browns fans, as they tell me time and again, and as I've witnessed either from close range or from a distance, what this franchise does to you. And definitely yesterday, I think, was really a symbol, kind of a culmination of the things. Ending on a good note, that watching Browns football, being a Browns fan, is all about. It's an emotional roller coaster ride. It's an and the not just a basic roller coaster ride, one that flips you up and down, that has these dramatic, unbelievable drops and these dramatic, unbelievable climbs and spins and turns, and just keeping you on the edge. And that's life as a Browns fan. 14-10 victory over the Jaguars, though. Very important one for this team to get. Our poll question is sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. Who gets your game ball in the 14-10 victory over the Jaguars? The choices are Joshua Cribbs, Colt McCoy, Chris Obanaya, Jabal Sheard. A lot of you have already voted on this. We'll give you the results of that at the end of the show. We're going to give out game balls during the roundtable portion of our show as well, our own game balls, and then we'll announce yours toward the end. And we take your questions, Ask Vic, via Facebook. Matthew asks at the Browns official Facebook page, how do the Browns continue to win? Well, I think they continue to run the ball effectively with Chris Obanaya. They continue to play defense like they did yesterday. Those would be my two highlights, two core things. It takes more than two things, but if you're running like they did yesterday and you're playing defense as they did yesterday, and yeah, as the coach said, maybe stop them a little further out than the doorstep of the goal of the end zone, I think you're doing a lot to help yourself win more games, keep this thing sustained. Okay, in a couple of minutes, Bernie Kosar stops by here, of course, twice a week to talk with us. We're going to break down yesterday's game with him. As I mentioned later in the show, we'll also have the roundtable, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, and yours truly. Got much more coming up for you on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey Cleveland, it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. On the corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls, Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Get cash at GetGo, where their ATMs are now surcharge free. That's right, now you can withdraw cash at GetGo ATMs without paying surcharge fees. Get in, get out with surcharge free ATMs at GetGo. Certain restrictions apply. Your bank may charge a fee for transactions.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Well, Virgin, the producer's seat tonight, playing this great rejoin music. Very nicely done here, Will. And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a Victory Monday. And this segment with Mr. Kozar is driven by Liberty Ford. And with us for the first of his two weekly visits is the one and only Bernie Kozar. And great to have you aboard finally after a win.
Well, it's appropriate, I think, on Thanksgiving week that we have a lot to be thankful for in our lives. And for to get a victory yesterday starts the week out perfectly.
That's well put. That is very well put. Now, Bernie, As we look at this game, regardless of how it came down, I thought there were so many encouraging elements to it on offense. I want to start with your bailiwick. I want to start with the quarterback and Colt McCoy, who I thought made progress last week, no question about it, showed some positive signs against the Rams, but then, you know, hard to really embrace those positive signs when no touchdowns were being scored. But now, in a game where he throws a touchdown, leads a drive to another touchdown, these are the kinds of things that I think can only be enhanced and carry over. And when all was said and done, I saw a better quarterback from that Jacksonville game than I saw the previous week, and then I saw, you know, really since the start of the season.
No, I thought that I concur with you. To watch the mistake happen where he threw the interception, you know, a lot of young quarterbacks kind of get the demons in their head and have a challenging time bouncing back from a mistake like that. For him to, and Coach Shurmur, for the next drive, to put a real good drive together to get all the way back into the scoring territory, into the red zone again, and then for one coach to call the pass plays, and then for Colt to execute them and get kind of get the monkey off his back from the mistake, to bounce back from a mistake like that, is something really that some veteran quarterbacks don't ever really master in their games. I thought it was incredibly positive yesterday.
Yeah, and how do you go about that? I mean, is it just a matter, because it does reflect so well on this guy. We use the term tough very loosely, but it does apply to him. And sometimes you don't want to use the word tough because it means you're getting hit a lot, you're getting banged around a lot, and he was in that game. But not only did he physically put aside what looked like some pretty clear pain in that right, that arm kind of keeping it straight as he was walking off the field, but then has the mental anguish of an interception that follows, and then doesn't let it face him, really goes out and has one of his best drives of the season after that.
Yeah, no doubt. And rest assured, the mental pain and anguish that goes through him is way worse than that physical pounding that he took. And, you know, even after the interception, he ends up making the tackle on the play.
Right. With that shoulder.
with the sore shoulder. So it shows you that, you know, his focus is just so obsessively on being productive, winning games, making plays. And you can't ask for any more from a quarterback from that. And I thought he showed really good leadership yesterday. You know, I know people are saying, wow, it took a fantastic defensive stand, goal line stand. Really, the Browns moved the ball effectively most of the game yesterday, and it was a nice game of running the ball, mixing in the passes. Josh Cribbs getting his fourth touchdown pass of the game. Greg Little now is consistently starting to settle in, making 5-6 catches a game. You know, it was pretty well one of the better played games that we've had in a while.
And you also, I think, from a coaching standpoint, from what the way Pat Shurmur called plays, the way this offense was run. Now, it did not have the gadgetry of a week ago, although there was one play where Greg Little was lined up a tailback. But generally speaking, this game represented to me a very sound approach by Pat Shurmur. I thought there it looked like a lot of the formations were basically the same, and it looked like they took some things off of McCoy's plate based on just what I had seen previously, maybe like the less is more approach, but it was sound, and they were attacking so many of the vulnerabilities of that Jacksonville defense. I just liked the way this game was called.
Well, absolutely. And I think it makes it easier to call when you have a game where the offensive line won the line of scrimmage. So the running game, the pass protection was significantly more on the positive side of the Browns' offense. And when you're able to, I think, physically handle the line. And again, Phil Taylor, I think, had 9 tackles on the defensive side, vice versa. The defensive line did a nice job of handling line of scrimmage. It makes play calling a lot easier. And you don't really need the gadgets, the trick plays, when you're opening up and wearing down the defense. And the Jacksonville, for a team that came in at 3-6, still had a pretty top-ranked defense. Jack Del Rio, their head coach, is a defensive guy. They have a good defense, and to have worn them down like we did with good, consistent, physical style offense was really refreshing to see.
Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The running game was so effective, and maybe this team has something there, because obviously for all those obvious reasons of injury and depth problems, and then trying to find a player like Chris Obanaya in October, which just doesn't happen. You don't usually find a starter who could be effective in October, and yet there he is, 115 yards, 5.5 yard average. And I know, as you pointed out, the line did an excellent job as well, but I think it's nice to see this young man really growing into this role as quickly as he is.
Yeah, well, Chris Obanaya, to be on a practice squad for Houston earlier in the year, to come here in stressful, duressful situation, and not just to keep growing, to have a score, to have 115 yards rushing, to he had a line did a nice job, but he also was moving forward, breaking tackles. The first guy typically wasn't bringing him down. It's nice to see depth like that. And although you don't want injuries like we've had to Hardesty and Peyton Hillis, but it is nice to see guys stepping in when they get their chance.
Yeah, it really is. There is no doubt about that. And I you know, what I like is that there's a growing confidence too on his part, certainly into the role. And he's never, when you talk with Chris, you know, he doesn't waver on the idea that, hey, I'm in here and nobody expected me to, or I wasn't expected to be any more than the insurance policy. But you never really hear him approach it that way. It is very professional. It is very, straightforward, sound, matter of fact in some ways. And I'm not suggesting for a second he's even cocky about it, but he does have a self-confidence that I think goes through with it. And I think the O-line appreciates that well. Talking to Joe Thomas, I think they like the fact that this kid understands he's been put in a tough spot, but he's not, you know, acting as if that's an excuse. He's the number one back on this football team, at least for the time being, and he's got to function accordingly.
Well, no doubt about it. And guys, I don't think many, if any, successful players make it in the NFL if you don't have that attitude that I belong to be here, I deserve to be here, and I can make plays. And he's certainly reflective of that, and certainly kind of showing that he belongs to play in the NFL, because you don't luck your way. You don't luck your way into 100-yard rushing games like that.
No, not at all. Yeah, that has to come with effort, but also with an understanding of the holes and his awareness and his vision. All those things seem to be there. From the defensive standpoint, I mean, what a great job this defense does. Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't kill the Browns at all. 87 yards. It's not a great day for him, but a 4.1 average is about what you'd expect from him. He did have a 14-yard run in there, did have a touchdown in there. But I give this defense a lot of credit. In addition to that goal line stand at the end that ultimately decides the game, they were, you know, they didn't allow themselves to be overwhelmed by this guy or that running game.
Well, again, defensively, I thought the line of scrimmage against a team with a fantastic running back and a young quarterback, but a solid running game, really didn't gash the Browns for any real yards yesterday. He earned every one of those 87 yards yesterday. Not only was he being tackled, but gang tackling, the pursuit of the ball, the winning of the line of scrimmage, the moving back of the guards in the center to kind of restate the line of scrimmage in their backfield was pretty consistent through the day. And probably the reason why at the end of the game, the Jacksonville didn't resort to goal line personnel or running the ball type personnel to Drew, because they really didn't have good success, consistent success with it throughout the course of the previous 59 minutes. So they resorted to trying to throw the ball in from the 1 yard line, and it worked out fantastic for the Browns yesterday and getting that great defensive stop at the end.
Bernie, I understand that a fourth win doesn't mean that much unless there are fifth, sixth, seventh, whatever else you can add to it, as many as you can add to it to matter, because it's a fourth win in a 10-game period right now. But how important is it to have stopped the bleeding of a 3-game losing streak and knowing what's ahead here in the most difficult part of the schedule coming up?
Well said. There's no question the tough part of the schedule, the AFC North part of the schedule, the on the road part of the schedule is coming up now, and winning really breeds winning. I think losing kind of amplifies the losing part, the demons in your head, the self-doubt that creeps in. So getting a win like this, having positive plays and situations to hang your hat on, going into the tough stretch, into the division stretch of the season, I think it was imperative yesterday, and I think I want to overstate the game and the win yesterday against Jacksonville. But I think it really helps save a season, because we're so young that the guys, to get a win like this and stop the losing streak before heading into this tough stretch, really gives guys, I think, the confidence to believe that they could do it.
Bernie, great stuff as always from you. Looking forward to it and looking forward to talking with you again at the end of the week as we preview the Browns game against the Bengals.
Sounds good. Have
all
a great week.
And have a happy Thanksgiving, too, on
you
top
too.
Of that. All right, that is Bernie Kosar joining us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Beat the Black Friday rush and get huge savings at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's best sellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, beat the Black Friday rush and save at Liberty Ford. Guaranteed financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound bucket at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Friday through Monday. That's because this Friday through Monday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Monday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
It's the all-new Fox Monday. First, on a new Terra Nova, what if the man entrusted with rebuilding society...
You didn't think Taylor killed him?
I think Taylor would do anything if he thought it was in the best interest of the country. ...isn't who you thought he was.
I know the truth.
It's a thrilling new Terra Nova. Then, get ready for the new House episode so controversial...
How can I be pregnant if I've never even had sex?
You'll be captivated until the very last minute.
Cover your ears so you don't want me to spoil the ending.
Fox Monday. It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 8, then at 10. Tonight.
It's not something that people ever want to experience.
Taser. The hottest tool for police.
Get on the ground. You're going to get safe.
This woman fell right on her face.
But are they being used too fast and too often? A shocking look at cops' use of tasers. Tonight at 10.
It's time for the MMA Minute, presented by Time Warner Cable Events On Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports.
At UFC 139 last Saturday night, light heavyweights Dan Henderson and Mauricio Shogun Hua put on what many consider to be one of the greatest fights of all time, as the two former champions fought for five rounds, with Henderson taking a unanimous decision victory over Shogun. Henderson versus Shogun was not the only fight worth mentioning. Also on Saturday night, Michael Chandler submitted Eddie Alvarez in the fourth round of a bloody slugfest, claiming the Bellator lightweight title and improving his record to 9-0.
The MMA Minute with Jordan Sherwood, presented by Time Warner Cable Events On Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports. Get the latest MMA news by listening to Inside the Cage, Saturday mornings at 11 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the cornerback just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this roundtable segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores right now. EA Sports, it's in the game. The roundtable is assembled to talk about yesterday's win. Nice change of pace for this group. With us is Jimmy Donovan from the Browns Radio Network.
Good to be here, Vic, especially on a Monday like this.
I was going to say. And his partner in the broadcast booth, Doug Deacon. Hey, Doug.
Enjoy the victory Mondays.
Yes. And Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Tom, how you doing?
Good, Vic. I'm told I had a good mixture of adverbs and adjectives yesterday in my stories.
You nailed it, buddy. I noticed it, definitely. Well, and the best part of that lead was 14-10. So let's talk about this, guys. The Browns get a win, and we can talk about its beauty or lack thereof, and really, who cares? After losing three in a row, you have to look at these things, I think, in terms of, you know, winning the game and what it means to this team. And that's where I want to start with you, Jimmy, is just how important was it for this team at this juncture of the season and really for the overall psyche, you name it, to get this win?
Well, I think it's huge for them, Vic, because I think there's a sameness to the way the games play out almost to the last possession, certainly through the fourth quarter. I mean, this game was very, very much like the game last week against St. Louis in many ways, that it's going to go right down to the wire. So I think for their psyche to have one go in the win column and go the other way as opposed to having a disastrous ending, I think is just essential for them to go to the last six games.
Yeah, I think, you know, you get in a situation when you've lost, you know, especially a tough game like they did against the Rams, where you get one of those here we go again mentalities, and to be able to, you know, stop them, you know, inside the five with four plays, it's a big boost and gives you confidence in what your defense can do for you.
And especially, I'm sorry, Vic, with the AFC North death march ahead on that schedule. I mean, it was really vital that they got a win. And, you know, everybody was obviously much more upbeat today in the locker room. And I think one of the things I took away from talking to the guys was that how they said the focus after the loss is on how they can get better. And it wasn't a rehash of negativity. It was like, you got to forget that game, guys, and move ahead. And we saw, you know, we saw production yesterday in that.
And I think back to the point of mindset that you mentioned, Doug, that when you start to get in these perpetual losing, it's also the sense that you get into a type of game like yesterday's was, which was pretty much carbon copy for what we saw a week before, where it's a misstep or two or three and you're in trouble. They had their missteps, but the missteps weren't killers. And I just wonder, even from that standpoint, how big it was that they realized we can screw up parts of the game and still find a way to win. We can talk about luck, but you do have to make your own luck at some point.
I thought they always bounced back from these mishaps all afternoon long. I mean, if they, you know, their first possession, you know, they're moving along. They had a couple of penalties, and that's the end of that. And then it looks like you're into the same routine. And then they put together the drive, and they get the touchdown, and then, you know, McCoy throws a bad interception, but he comes right back and he has a great drive to get them the lead. And Dawson's field goal, whatever it was, you know, optical illusion, the missed field goal. You take a look at that, and the defense came right back, and they settled down, and they held serve.
And Deke, the defense. We've thought this was the strongest part. We know it's the strongest part of this football team, but we didn't always know that game in and game out, it's going to save the bacon of this team. Yesterday was as classic a saving the bacon moment as you can get.
Well, I think if you look at the draft and the emphasis they put in the defense in the last 2 years, you're getting rewarded for it, although you didn't have T.J. Ward. But it's you know, football is a funny game. You know, last year we were played Jacksonville, and we were plus five in the giveaway takeaway, and we lose. That doesn't happen. Yesterday, we were minus one, and we end up winning. So, you know, it appears that some of these young kids are starting to really get it, and there's a chemistry developed. And, you know, once again, once you get the running game going, it does help you offensively, too.
And to the point, I want to get into the Browns running game, too, but to the point of dealing with Maurice Jones-Drew and holding him to 87 yards, and a 4.1 average is a healthy average, Tom, but that guy did not gash this team, and that guy didn't do what I think a lot of us expected was likely.
You're right. He never really got loose, and I kept bracing myself for, like, last year when he got loose on that – screen pass that turned the game around. And there were a couple moments yesterday where he almost wiggled out of trouble. But, yeah, they did a nice job containing him. You know, I look at that last play, though, and he's flanked out to the right side. And, you know, Fujita's up on the goal line. And I kept thinking that, okay, if they're going to throw the ball, that's who they're going to throw it to. They're going to get him out in space. So let's give Jack Del Rio a game ball right now.
Well, and for his part, he mentioned he said that his offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, wasn't sure what he was thinking. You'll have to ask him. And I was like, oh, boy.
Wow, yeah.
But nonetheless, we can talk about it from the standpoint of what the Jags did wrong and what the young quarterback Blaine Gabbert might not have been doing with time management or their whole offensive system. And I really don't care about that. I think where my focus is now, the other young team on that field, the Browns team, and Deke mentions it with the running game. How about that? I mean, Chris Obanaya finally took ownership of the running back position, whereas I think for the couple of previous games as a starter, he was like trying to fill somebody's space.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he owned it.
Well, and I thought he was very direct on everything he wanted to do. I mean, he just went to it all day long, certainly down on the goal line. And incidentally, Doug, I you know, upon watching the tapes of the game, Pinkston gave him a great block. And you know, we've been worried about his play. Right. Marisic got on the wing, but Pinkston had a classic block on Posluszny. But I thought that Obanaya was fast and direct all day long. The kid Montel Owens got into the game for a couple of plays.
Yeah.
And there was one time, remember, he went up to the line of scrimmage and he's dancing around. And, you know, Phil Taylor just grabbed him and ripped him down. Or Ruben. But I thought yesterday Obanaya knew where he wanted to go.
Well, and I think the last two games they've really been able to maybe get out on the perimeter a little bit more than we have. You know,
right.
We saw him throw, you know, the little bubble screens out to Josh or reverse the week before. But, you know, that's part of the problem that they had. The field was so condensed because they were just running in between the tackles. But once you get out and you make them defend, you get some of those people out of the box, it just helps everything.
And how about those guards, the young guards? I mean, Jason Pinkston, Sean Laval, Doug, they're stepping up. They're growing up a little bit by bit. They clearly played their best game yesterday.
Yeah, it's one of those, your rookies or you're actually, you know, Laval's been in the league for a year, but he didn't play. And, you know, you get used to people. And, you know, all of a sudden you see different people and you say, okay, I've seen this before. You know, and there's a little panic that you get, you know especially when you're young. But, you know, once you start to get a little more comfortable, I think that really helps, you know, the whole aspect of the team.
Yeah, we are in the roundtable portion, breaking down yesterday's 14-10 victory over Jacksonville with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, yours truly, Vic Carucci. As we delve more into this offense, the other part of this, of course, is Colt McCoy and how well clearly he played. And I want to say it's a two-game stretch here where we can define where we see tangible progress in his play, Jimmy.
Well, I agree with you, and he looks so much better, you know, than he did in that period of time where he was just running for his life and he was getting picked off the turf. But Doug, you're right. I mean, it's amazing how you look when the running game works. Now, Obanaya had 90 the week before against St. Louis. He had 115 yesterday. You go back to last year, Tom, when Colt McCoy looked good, and we were amazed. I mean, he looked good against New England. He looked good against New Orleans. He looked good against the Jets. But Hillis was running wild at that point in time. You put that running game with him, and everything changes.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And he just, the comfort level was there. And, of course, the difference between last week and this week is obviously that he leads the team 2 touchdown drives, and that makes it even look that much better. But I thought command, I thought poise, I thought general confidence, and especially that he had to overcome a couple of things. Getting beat up a little more, that shoulder and having that hit twice and a third time when he goes in to tackle after his interception, and then have to deal with overcoming the interception.
Well, and I think there was a little more anticipation on his part yesterday. They ran one play where they all ran seam routes and he hit Greg Little. The ball was on Greg Little by the time he turned his head around. And I don't think we've seen that. We saw early on, though, he missed a little
missed
quick play
early on.
But he threw it behind the guy. I think it was Ben Watson. It might have been.
No, I think Norwood. Tom's right. Norwood. I think it was Norwood.
But you know, by the same token, we saw Jacksonville Gabbert throw one of those, and the guy makes a great catch.
Right.
So you know, sometimes your receiver can help you out too.
But yeah. He wasn't good, as you guys know, early on this year. Even on those crossing routes to the tight ends, he was throwing behind guys.
Yeah.
Yesterday had a real nice ball out in front of Watson, caught it in stride, was able to make things happen. So, you know, as we talked about a little bit on Friday, you've seen the growth in the last 3 weeks, even in the Houston game where he got beaten up. And I think you've seen him understand what he has to do to make the offense move. He can't,
right.
You know, he can't be worrying about everybody else and who's blocking for him and whether guys are catching the balls or not. He's got to take care of his business. And, you know, we've talked about his toughness for 2 years now. And when he went off the field there after the sack and threw his helmet, and I saw every trainer on the Browns staff working on his neck or shoulder area, I thought he was done.
Right.
So when he came back out there and then takes them on an 85-yard drive, you know, real nice.
I think that makes a statement. I mean, I think that can be, I'm not going to go as far as say it's a career-defining turning point moment. That's probably overstating it, but I think it's important in the here and now. I mean, I think for, again, we keep talking about development and progress with a young guy, and yesterday was that kind of a stride. I still say the last 2 weeks were that kind of stride. I don't know how much it changes when he comes up against tougher defenses or whatever that's ahead of him, but again, that doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's final exam time now for him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what's coming up, the final.
I mean, you know, his MCATs are coming up right now.
Right.
You know, and hey, I mean, that's how.
Do we think he's up for it, though,
more so
than he looked earlier?
Oh, absolutely. I think he looks a lot better. Doug, you were amazed yesterday when he didn't take any warm-ups.
Yeah, when he got hurt,
you know, you're thinking.
Right back out there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like opening and closing his hand.
You know, usually a trainer works on a quarterback. You know, quarterback wants, okay, is my shoulder okay? He didn't take anything.
No.
The first play he went out, I think he handed off. Second play, he threw a rope. So, you know, that was one of the things that amazed me. The other one that amazed me yesterday, though, was on the opening kickoff, they had the penalty for offsides, and we took the 5-yard penalty. We didn't make him re-kick to put the ball in Josh's hands.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like Josh is the guy that gets the crowd into the game in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, he also gives – he's the guy that kind of changes the field position for us. And I was a little surprised they didn't do that.
Still got to work on the coin toss, too, 0-10.
All right. We are just getting started with the roundtable portion of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to come back with game balls from this crew, and we will talk about those and other Browns-related items from yesterday's 14-10 win over Jacksonville. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Beat the Black Friday rush and get huge savings at Liberty Ford. Liberty has a large selection of pre-owned vehicles on sale now. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models. Rates as low as 1.9% and guaranteed financing. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, beat the Black Friday rush and save at Liberty Ford. Guaranteed financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
This may be your last chance to buy tires for $10. NTB's tire sale held over. Buy one tire, get the second for just $10. No limit.
Hard to believe, isn't it, folks, that you can actually buy name brand tires for $10? Well, it's true. Right now at NTB, for For every select Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tire you buy at NTB's low price, you get another for just $10.
$10. There is no limit to the number of tires you can buy. No limit to the number of tires you can get for $10 with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation.
But this sale will not last forever. In fact, this sale ends Sunday. Sunday is the last day of NTB's $10 tire offer.
The most incredible tire sale ever. NTB's select Yokohama, Cooper, and Pirelli $10 tire offer ends Sunday.
See your nearest NTB tire store today. NTB.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealer.
And we thank you for spending this portion of your Monday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, single game tickets are still available, but not for long. You purchase yours before it's too late to the upcoming Browns Ravens divisional matchup. That's on Sunday, December 4th, and the time on that has changed. If you haven't heard, it's not a 1 o'clock kickoff. It is a 4:05 p.m. kickoff for that one later in the day because of NFL flex schedulings. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this game ball portion of the roundtable is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Back on the roundtable portion, looking back at Sunday's 14-10 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon of the Browns Radio Network and Tom Withers of the Associated Press. And this will be our game ball segment. We'll get to those in a little bit, but more to dissect from yesterday's game. We talked about Colt McCoy, but how do we look upon the play calling? I thought this might have been Pat Shurmur's best effort in terms of how he ran this game with McCoy. It did seem like there were a lot of similar formations that they stayed consistent with, as opposed to maybe throwing out a lot of. We didn't see the trickery of a week ago, but it also seemed like the play load on McCoy, just from what I could gather very distantly, wasn't as heavy. And it almost seemed like less was more in the approach.
Yeah, I mean, I never, you know, looked around and said, why did they run that play or what are they doing here? You know, I really didn't. I thought all day long they were right on target. And didn't they have a nice split? I mean, I thought the split between really run and pass was very good, wasn't it?
It was 28 total rushes, 21 for Obanaya, and then McCoy threw 24 passes. So that's
perfect.
That's
like a 50-50 split.
Yeah, it's really ideal.
But, you know, I think the other part of it is, you know, Pat has always said, you know, you're getting to know what people can do. And I thought yesterday Norwood all of a sudden emerged.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't have that receiver that really gets the separation a lot of times. And I thought Norwood, you know, kind of brought that to the table. And, you know, when you got a tool, you use the tool. And I think he used it yesterday.
You know, we've been watching that kid over the last couple of weeks in practice, and you could tell he was going to take on a bigger role. And I'm with Doug on that. You know, he gets separation off the line. He's got unbelievable feet, and he's just got a quickness that nobody else on that offense has. So that's a weapon the Browns can utilize even more as they go forward.
There's no question. And the other thing that I found just so encouraging about this game was more of the development of Greg Little, of how he was in. I know he was at halfback on one play, but when he was at wide receiver and they targeted him 8 times, he ends up with 5 catches. And it's just looking more and more natural with him as the go-to guy in this offense.
And there was a little bit more space in his routes, I thought, yesterday. I mean, it wasn't as close to the line
of
scrimmage.
Different routes.
I thought he was almost in a different role, Tom. I mean, he had different routes that he looked alike, and he ran them well. And I think that, you know, I just assumed, Doug, that, you know, he's, you know, McCoy and him are playing together more now, and it's probably going to start to click a little better.
Well, not only those guys, the offensive line playing together gives them protection to do it, so it's a domino effect.
It really is. And through the rest, you know, there have been some recurring themes on this show as far as, and in our discussions about, okay, involving tight ends and so forth. And actually, I mean, Ben Watson with 2 catches, it's not a big day for the tight ends in terms of true production. But I think having Momasequa back in there, I think the looks just created a few more challenges for the opponent. And, Tom, I think when you see that, that's encouraging because going forward, you've got to give them something to think about, and I haven't seen that.
I was just going
to
say that after Jimmy mentioned Little, you know, as much as anything, just somebody else for another defensive coordinator to think about out there. You know, you got to worry about where Cribbs is when he's out there and where he's going to line up. I think the same is holding true now of Greg Little. I think defenses have to look at that guy and say, you know what, he can be a mismatch problem if we put the wrong guy on him. So I agree with you, Vic. I think a multitude of formations and, again, just having that offensive balance where you can run it and throw it.
Does the performance of Chris Obanaya just put to rest any doubt, concern, worry that people are still going to have, say, looking at this football team as far as the running game goes? In other words, the Peyton Hillis, he's been ruled out yet for another game, so he will not play at Cincinnati. Montario Hardesty trying to work his way back from that calf, and maybe that'll happen. We'll see as the week progresses. But just the doubts that those injuries put over it, can they be cast aside, or does that still linger because you worry about your depth?
No, I mean, I think he's played very, very well in everything they've asked him to do, and I'm not worried about them at that spot. That did look devastating, though, when all of a sudden, you know, he's coming in here on a Tuesday playing on Sunday, and you're without Hillis and you're without Hardesty, and I mean, you're without the Jackson, who didn't play at all because he got hurt in training camp. So yeah, I mean, I think people should settle down about that. I mean, he's done everything, you know, the right way. There's nothing really to complain about him.
Oh, and you go back to the Houston game where he fumbled on the first carry, and you sit there, and, you know, that can scar a kid. I mean,
yeah,
we had a running back fumbled three times over in Pittsburgh, and he just didn't seem to want to play over there anymore. But, you know, I think, you know, Obanaya, you know, he had a computer overload his first couple weeks. I mean, that you're asking this kid to digest a little. Now he's got a better understanding, and if you talk to the offensive lineman, they say he's a smart kid. Yep. So, you know, it's one of those you just don't, you know, the team had, what, 5-6 weeks of preseason to get ready. This poor kid had, you know, what, 2 days?
2 days, yeah. And who knows, Vic? I mean, there's been plenty of stories, you know, throughout history of understudies, you know, stepping in and suddenly become stars. So who knows? But I think at least for the rest of this season, people don't have to worry about that spot nearly as much.
And game ball time, and we can call them game balls after a victory. We don't have to call them acknowledgments or, you know, our little shout outs. These are actual game balls. And we're going to start with Jim Donovan.
Well, I'm going to give Colt McCoy a game ball. I thought he had a real clean sheet other than the one throw yesterday. A little soccer term there, Tom, but a clean sheet.
It wasn't a horse.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, I thought he had a real nice game. I think people around town feel good about him the last 2 weeks. So that's good, because if the quarterback is, you know, you're not going to go anywhere without him. I mean, you know, it's good to see him play well. Obanaya definitely gets a game ball. I thought that defense dug in on that goal line stand, and no one in particular, but I thought Ruben came up big along with Gokong on that first down stop, because Maurice Jones-Drew had a little push on that. So I'm going to give one to Norwood, because, boy, that was a quick, shifty move he made to get the 30 extra yards he got on that 51-yard play.
Are you on a budget?
No, Doug's a free spender on these.
Yeah, when you win, you know, you lose three in a row, you know, and you lose a tough one like they lost to the Rams, and you come back out and you regroup and you pull one out right down at the end. You give everybody one.
All right,
you're just making it.
That's because he did not do his homework to pick out individuals.
You know your partner probably better than the rest of us. Tom, what do you got for us?
I agree with Jimmy on Colt McCoy. I thought it was his best game of the season.
Yeah.
I really thought he was efficient. He had command, all that we talked about. Obanaya, of course, I mean, 115 yards. You know, like as Jimmy said earlier, you know, he really ran with a purpose. He was really getting to the line of scrimmage with authority. I thought Phil Taylor played a heck of a game. I thought, you know, I don't know how many tackles he was credited with, but, boy, he was clogging it up inside and made things tough on them. And following what Coach Shermer told us a little while ago, he singled out Sean LaValle as the top offensive lineman yesterday. So props to Sean LaValle. I'll give him a game ball.
I wanted to actually give both guards, Jason Pinkston as well, because I think it was important. They took big steps as the young pups on this offensive line. Absolutely, Colt McCoy overcoming the hit and overcoming the interception. Want to give one to Chris Obanaya for really just his ownership of that running back position for the first time and really giving this team a threat in the running game to go in concert with that O-line. And how about Josh Cribbs? Because he, as much as that's a nice throw by McCoy to get it there, it's a full operation. His just getting the catch, the feet, when you watch that over and over again, it's a remarkable play, and how critical, how much it was needed to get a touchdown there, what a difference it made, obviously, in the outcome of this ball game. And my last one is to Pat Shurmur, to Doug Deacon's point, how last week's St. Louis game, how crushing that was. I thought as a head coach, he might have faced his toughest chore to keep a team from believing we're just completely snake bit. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere along the line, that's got to start with your coaching staff to get these guys, keep them from just packing it in. So,
I'd give one to the NFL if they'd find a way to extend the uprights. I mean, with all the technologies
yeah.
we have,
you think it'd be a beam or something,
point,
right?
A beam. Whatever. I mean, we saw this with Rich Carlos here in the drive
right,
game.
Right.
And, you know, it's like if you're an official and you're sitting there and you're three feet behind, and when the ball's kicked, you walk up and you look. I took a TV camera once and shot it up and threw balls over it. You can't tell. Hmm. So right. it's you know.
No, it's a great point. It's a legit point from a game, the 3 points that should have been that weren't. All right, great stuff from the roundtable. He's Jimmy Donovan from the Browns Radio Network and, of course, KYC. You can watch him, his great sportscast there on Channel 3. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Gentlemen, thank you. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit LibertyFord.com.
Hey, Browns fans. Are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's time to gift thanks for buy one, get two free at A&G.
Right now, men's and women's suits and men's dress shirts for buy one, get two free.
That's three women's suits for just $159.99.
Or three men's suits for just $179.99. And three dress shirts for only $39.99.
Buy one, get two free until November 27th.
K&G, fashion superstore. K&G. Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
It's Chris Fedor, and I've been known to say a negative thing or two when it comes to Cleveland sports teams. When it comes to shopping for a new car, there's nothing negative to say about the team at Madonna Volkswagen. Madonna Volkswagen is Ohio's fastest growing VW dealer, and once you visit them on Pearl Road in Madonna, you'll find out why. Don't miss out on their annual Sign Then Drive event with zero due at signing. Right now, 36-month leases start as low as $190 per month for the 2012 Jetta and just $210 per month for the 2012 Passat. Both with absolutely nothing due at signing, and both cars come with 3 years scheduled maintenance at no charge. Check them out at MadonnaVW.com and see for yourself. Every VW is on sale 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So lighten the load on your checkbook this holiday season and get out to see my friends Scott and Steve at Medina Volkswagen on Pearl Road in Medina or online at MadonnaVW.com. Experience the Medina VW difference.
Leases plus tax and title and 10,000 miles per year.
Bruce Hooley here. Join me, Greg Brenda, and Gerard Cherry every Friday at 3 during football season for Champs Inside Football. This week we'll be at Champs in Valley View, located at 5989 Canal Road. Join us for the football and stay for the Champs Happy Hour starting at 3:30 with drink specials and half off select appetizers. Champs Inside Football is brought to you by Champs, 4B Wood, Crave Vodka, R.A. Kalfas Construction, Chippewa Stone Marble and Cabinetry, and ESPN Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Wilbur's playing a little fog hat for us here. Nothing wrong with that. On a football Monday, a victory Monday, Browns enjoying a win. Much needed one, to say the least, for a lot of us. And we are going to give you the results of our poll question, which is a happier one to do as we do on Mondays. We always give out a game ball, but we don't quite call them game balls after losses. It's very hard after some losses to call them anything more than, as we said in the roundtable acknowledgments. But it is an official game ball that we're going to hand out here that you voted for, the fans, via the Browns official Facebook page. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And who got your game ball from the victory over the Jaguars? 14-10 was the question. The choices: Joshua Cribbs, Colt McCoy, Chris Obanaya, Jabal Sheard. All good candidates. My pick was, I got to say, Chris Obanaya. Yeah, and I said this, I know, during the roundtable. He was one of mine. I gave out several, but how can you not? This was the day that the Browns found their running game again. Anyway, you voted, a whole bunch of you did, and 80% of you said Chris Obanaya. Gerald, he ran with some pain. It is a good observation on that 40-yard run. Yeah, he came up limping a little bit at the end of that, a lot, actually, and it cut off the what could have been a longer run for him. And he said afterward it was cramping, and that was a relief to know that it wasn't anything worse than that. 10% of you said Colt McCoy. 9% of you said Joshua Cribbs, who I thought that was just, we know how spectacular that play was. That's what Josh does, makes those spectacular plays. How about a couple of comments like these from you wise guys out there? Patrick says, game ball goes to whoever called a pass play on the last play when you have one of the best running backs in the league. Patrick, good point. And you heard Jack Del Rio, the coach of the Jaguars, basically say, yeah, that was Dirk Cutter, our offensive coordinator. You're going to have to talk with him about that one. So maybe the assistant got tossed under the old bus, the proverbial bus. Let's get some questions from you in Facebook via the Browns official Facebook page. Daniel, why not put Colt in shotgun more often? That's where he seems the most comfortable. I would agree with that, Daniel. He is more comfortable in shotgun. He looks more comfortable in general these last two games in shotgun or under center. Shotgun will tend to be a perspective thing. It will give you a different picture, a look at how things are evolving and changing defensively in front of you. Shotgun can help somewhat with protection, although it's not a guarantee that you're going to have less pressure or get rid of the ball faster. I mean, I know it's a matter of just, you know, time and space that you're going to avoid maybe some things because you're further back. But truth is, pass rushers in the NFL will get to you, shotgun or not. You still better have people picking up the blitz. And that's really critical, more critical than anything in protection. And for Colt's sake, also, was one other thing about shotgun is that you do have to put your head down at some point to see the ball coming to you. You have to look that ball in. You don't just catch it by looking at the ball out of the perimeter of your eyes. You have to see it and catch it. Therefore, you take your eyes off of what's in front of you. Ashley asks, where was this offense all year, and what made this game different? And a really good question, Ashley. I would say it's two parts. It evolves. It gets better as people develop and get more experienced around you. As I said, these two young guards, we mentioned during the show, Jason Pinkston, Sean LaValle, playing better game, that helps your offense. Younger people at receiver, Greg Little, getting more comfortable with what he's doing. The receiving core as a whole, again, can get better and maybe get upgraded futurely. But for now, what you have is improving, I think, as time is their time together. And that was the Jaguars, and the Jaguars had some missing people on their side of the ball. But you know what? Nobody feels sorry for missing people 10 games into the season. Browns have missing people. Where was T.J. Ward? He's hurt. That's, you miss people, and you next man up, and you move on. But the Jaguars' defense, for its part, might have been part of that. That wasn't a great team they faced yesterday. Again, who cares? You play relative to whatever your opponent's strength is or isn't. Mark, why can't you challenge a field goal call? Rule on that is ball above the upright, above, is not challengeable. Below it is. That's just the way it's written in the rule book. Okay? That's just how that's written. And David, what is the biggest offseason concern for Mike Holmgren and his staff to focus on? It's going to be offense. I think it's going to be all offense after two defensive drafts. Got to thank Bernie Kosar. We want to thank Jimmy Donovan and Doug Deacon and Tom Withers. Want to thank Kristen Ribelli and Jameer Howerton and Pat McKenna and our producer, and oh, Dave DiNatale, and our producer tonight, Will Birch. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.